Security Chief Justice CJ Martha Coombe has assured that immediate steps are being taken to ensure the safety of court premises, especially to protect judges, judicial officers and staff in the course of their duties. Speaking during a special ceremony held at Makadara Law Courts to mourn and celebrate the life of Hon Monica Kavati, who lost her life in the line of duty last week, the CJ noted that the tragic incident had exposed and amplified the judiciary's long-held security concerns and, more broadly, the safety of all who come to court premises, including other justice actors, court users and the public. "I want to assure you that we will do all in our powers to ensure that this does not happen again," stated the CJ. Coombe implored that the killing of a judicial officer in the seat of justice is unprecedented and amounts to an attack on judicial independence and the rule of law, values cherished by Kenya's constitution. Chief Justice, CJ, Martha Coombe, far right, leads the judiciary leadership and stakeholders including the Deputy Chief Justice Philomena Mwilu, in purple coat, in celebrating the late Monica Kavati during the Judiciary National Day of Mourning at Makadara Law Courts, Nairobi on 18 June 2024. She at the same time assured that the judiciary will work on boosting security across all court stations using available resources. Concurrently, the CJ promised that the judiciary leadership is engaging the executive and parliament to secure additional resources to support the implementation of past recommendations regarding judicial officers' security. On the other hand, Coombe disclosed that she had engaged the Ministry of Interior and National Administration and the Office of the Inspector General of Police to deploy additional officers to reinforce the Judiciary Police Unit and reorganize it into a fully-fledged police unit under the leadership of a senior commanding officer with a functional secretariat. Further, she called upon the public to demand that the judiciary find centrality in the nation's allocation of resources. "We must, as a nation, find the conscience to treat the judiciary as a co-equal arm of government with the same resources extended to the executive and parliament. We cannot enforce governance without the judiciary. We cannot have a secure country without a secure judiciary," urged Coombe. Deputy Chief Justice Philomena Mwilu, right, lights a candle in memory of the late Monica Kavati during the Judiciary National Day of Mourning at Makadara Law Courts, Nairobi on 18 June 2024. She observed that the death of Hon Kavati was one of the most difficult moments in the history of Kenya's justice system. "It will take time to recover, to undo the damage, and to heal the wounds and pain caused by this heinous act. But I am sure that our resilience will enable us to overcome this cowardly attack and emerge even stronger," expressed Coombe. The CJ noted that Hon Kavati died serving the cause of justice, living up to her calling on the altar of justice. "Indeed, the fact that she was attacked while sitting and serving Kenyans in a tent and over lunch hour is a testament to her dedication and calling to serve the public," she reiterated. In her remarks, the Deputy Chief Justice Philomena Mwilu maintained that what the judiciary does is a constitutional duty and if judicial officers get it wrong, litigants should appeal and not take matters in their own hands. "If you think we are corrupt, don't kill us. Instead report us to the Judicial Service Commission, JSC, and provide evidence to ensure we are removed from office," advised Mwilu. While calling on those responsible for providing security to act now and stop empty talks.